You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 127 new cases of coronavirus, a record daily increase for the state, and another death. Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed the border will close at 11:59pm on Tuesday night, following crisis talks with New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He says it is the right call at this time.
I know people are sick and tired and fatigued of this global pandemic, the rules, the restrictions. I get that. I understand that. But this is where we're at. There is no vaccine. It's wildly infectious. If people pretend it's over, all they'll be doing is spreading the virus. And then we will finish up with even more rules that'll be even less palatable. We've all got to stay the course.
There will be specific arrangements put in place for people in border towns such as Albury-Wodonga to carry out daily activities or receive healthcare. Mr. Andrews says the closure will be enforced on the New South Wales side so as not to be a drain on his state's resources.
Many staff who are currently being employed or being deployed to take temperatures, to do all sorts of coordination work, whether it be at our airports or at train stations, for instance, will no longer have to do that work and can potentially be redeployed into other, arguably much more important roles.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says what's happening in Melbourne has not happened anywhere else in Victoria. She says that calls for a whole new approach.
You know, we are in this together. Even though Victoria is going through this difficult time, I certainly don't want Victorians to feel that they're being singled out in any which way. This could very well be New South Wales at some stage in the future. This is very much a team effort. This decision was taken through consulting the PM and also consulting Minister Andrews in Victoria. But I also do want to stress again that what's occurring in Victoria is a new phenomenon in Australia. We don't want it to occur in New South Wales, and therefore we've taken this action.
Ms. Berejiklian added that there is no excuse for all the other states to continue border closures with New South Wales, given the state is taking strong action to ensure that Victorians could not enter. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has welcomed the decision to close the border between New South Wales and Victoria. Queensland's borders are set to reopen on July the 10th, but Victorians will still not be able to visit the Sunshine State. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says he has asked the Department of Defence for assistance with the border operation. He admits the enormity of the logistics of the operation is not lost on him.
It's a very long border. You know, someone could choose to swim across the river, walk through the bush. There are dirt tracks. We'll be using drones and other aerial surveillance at the same time. We'll be focusing, no doubt, on the four primary arterial roads, because we know that's where most of the vehicle traffic comes from. But nevertheless, there will be police, defence and other emergency service workers across a majority of those crossings, and there will be aerial and other surveillance 24/7 right across that border.
Australia's death toll from the coronavirus has risen to 105 after a man in his 90s died in a Victorian hospital. Today's count of 127 cases is the most new cases that Victoria has ever recorded in a day, the previous record being 111 on the 28th of March. There are now 645 active cases of coronavirus in Victoria. Five people are in intensive care. The state conducted more than 24,000 coronavirus tests over the weekend. Victoria's Chief Medical Officer Brett Sutton says whilst infection numbers are not good, testing and investigation means authorities have an improved ability to try and track and control the virus.
Clearly 127 is a big number and nobody wants to see it, but we do have a very clear picture on a daily basis with the record test numbers that we're doing. So we do have a picture of how it's trending, and we do know increasingly that we're seeing them in outbreaks. And it's not to dismiss outbreaks, because every outbreak leads to cases that require hospitalisation, some of whom go to ICU, and it puts people's lives at risk. But we know where they occur and we know how to manage and control them.
Meanwhile, the Victorian government is defending its effort to support residents of nine public housing towers in Melbourne who were prevented from leaving their homes until at least Thursday under the terms of a hard lockdown. Some of the 3,000 residents are reporting that they've not yet received any government-supplied food, and an advocacy group has criticised the government's response as disorganised. Victorian Housing Minister Richard Wynne says the government's doing everything possible to try to help those affected.
I just want to assure all of our residents that we are doing absolutely everything that we can to both reach out and support people in this really difficult time at the moment.
Away from Victoria, one of Australia's leading economists, Chris Richardson of Deloitte Access Economics, believes the economy will need additional government support for quite some time to come because of the coronavirus pandemic. The government will announce its decision on whether it will extend the JobKeeper supplement scheme on the 23rd of July. Currently, it's due to end in September. Deloitte predicts the Australian economy will shrink by 3% this year. Mr. Richardson told the Nine Network that will lead to an unexpected benefit of the slump, with interest rates set to stay low for a long time.
Even in the bad news, though, you get some silver linings. One big one is that interest rates will stay nailed to the floor for years, right? And that hasn't, I think, made it into the minds of enough Australians. It will be years. Our forecasts say the middle of 2024.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.